Like a 100-mile rummage sale of sports, live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, buddy.
Yo.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
So far.
Yeah. Nice.
That's looking good.
Good week? Nah, great week.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Sports were nice to you?
Well, my Timberwolves won last night, so that was good. Keeps the series alive.
Yeah, they actually, that in the last week, they've really made the roller coaster of sports for you. As a Minnesota fan, you're probably used to the almost winning, almost
losing.
Well,
they lost three games in a row, and I'm like, oh, it's done. Because I watched that last night's game, but the night before, and went, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, all right. You know, it is what it is.
Denver really looked like NBA champions for three games in a row. The first two games we talked last week, Minnesota really, took the Nuggets to the woodshed. They dominated
then
that
some.
And in two straight games. And then Denver returned the favor for three straight games.
Yep.
And it looked like, I listened to sports radio on my way to and from work.
Sure.
You know, the talk was, it's done. They're going to sweep them. They're going to win four in a row. They're the champions. This is how a team like the Timberwolves, that's how you get better. You know, you got to lose hard games. You got to lose a series to be able to come back next year. Well, last night I watched and listened to a bit of that game, and Minnesota looked way better than Denver did. They just
Murray might have been hurt a little bit, so it probably didn't help Denver, but I mean, the supporting cast really stepped up.
Yeah, McDaniels for Minnesota.
Yep.
He was defensive guy, but he got 25, 30.
Something like that. Yeah.
Played really, really well. The players outside of Anthony Edwards, who once again played like the best player in the world. He's making that argument that you could say he's the best not Nikola
Nope.
Jokic player in the world. He played fantastic. But that supporting cast, they won. It was like they won by like 25 points.
They were up by one point in like the third by 40 or something
Yes.
like that.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That game was over early and often. And you've got a game seven, which is always fun.
It's on Sunday, I believe.
All right. Good.
So they go back to Denver.
Well, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So,
but they've already showed the first two days. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It feels like this is a successful season for the Timberwolves, no matter what. Right? Like
We're in the playoffs.
Exactly. You're a relevant team in the playoffs. That's exactly what I was going to say, is you made the playoffs and you're a relevant team for the first time in 25 years. That's a successful season. So if you get beat by the champions, that happens. But it's still, I'm still going to root for the Timberwolves. I've over the course of this playoffs and the last half of the season, really become a Timberwolves fan.
Yeah.
Mostly an Anthony Edwards fan.
Well, it helps.
It's nice. It's nice to find that. Last time I found a player like that, it was Giannis. You know, it's been a while since you see a guy. You're just like, ooh, that guy.
Yep.
And I like that guy. Game seven. And there's other games happening.
It is,
in
but
the
it
playoffs.
Matter.
But yeah, we can talk about that next week.
Well, I mean, the Knicks play. I think their final seventh game is coming up. I think either tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
So I'm gonna try to catch that one because Jalen Brunson's just an animal.
Yes. Yeah, they're playing old school ball
with seven people.
Yeah, and it's fun. Jalen Brunson's game, for anybody who plays basketball, he's got a good like YMCA open gym kind of game where he's backing guys down. He's
but the
mid-range
great,
jumpers,
there
odd
were,
shots.
They were
yeah,
talking
like
about
guy.
Like the popularity of some of these NBA players, like Steph Curry.
Yes.
And Jalen Brunson. They're like, why do people follow like him and why? And they were saying, they look like average. Walking down the street, I mean, 6'1" or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But they don't look like a LeBron James at 6'9" and 250 pounds and chiseled looking like Adonis.
Yep.
You know,
when you look at a guy like Kevin Durant, you think to yourself, yeah, of course he's better than everybody else. He's 6'10" and he can shoot the ball like a. Yeah, of course he's better than.
But
everybody
but like Jalen Brunson or even Steph Curry, when they're on that field, when they're on the court, they're like the not Muggsy Bogues small, but they're still like I could do that.
That is something in basketball that is really specific to basketball and maybe baseball a little bit, because you watch a football players, and unless you are a Division
I
sized athlete, you are not – you probably stopped playing football pretty early. You couldn't imagine a 300-pound lineman.
I had the chance very early on in my DJ career. We had a promotion, and it's Travis Jervey and Gilbert Brown in my DJ booth
Gilbert
with me.
Gilbert Brown is the biggest person I've ever met in real life. Yes.
Okay, let's be clear. I'm maybe 5'7 on a good day. Mm-hmm. You know, you look up going, nice to meet you guys. And you're literally looking up and their nostrils.
Yeah,
I mean,
pro
you're just
athletes.
Like, what?
Yeah, we look. Travis Jervey was a running back. He wasn't a huge guy, but he was still a 6'2", 220-pound athlete compared to a regular person. Gilbert Brown, for anyone who doesn't remember, was about 6'4 and about 350.
Something. He was big,
biggest,
man.
The biggest. He coached lacrosse, right? He coached their indoor team for a bit. Yeah, I remember I met him. He was, pro athlete. So in basketball,
But with that, though, I think there's been a great surgence, not resurgence, but a surgence of popularity for especially Jalen. I mean, I can relate to Jalen because he's a small guy.
Yes.
He's always constantly been, improved his game over the years. Mm-hmm. But he is something special. I mean, he was averaging there for a while, 40 games or 40 points a game.
They play about seven guys, and he plays every minute. And the Knicks are fun to watch. So that's all the NBA for the week, because we'll catch up with that next week. There is a bunch of Game 6s and Game 7s. Oklahoma City is Oklahoma City's fun to watch. When you're watching young players get better in real time in any sport, it's fun to watch.
I love the fact that Dallas is really doing well with Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic.
I mean, that was like, okay, Kyrie's going to another place. What kind of drama? He hasn't had any.
No.
He's kept a nose down and looks like he's having fun.
Yes.
You know, which is for him is great,
And I like watching Luka Doncic, by the way. He's got that old man game, too, that I like to watch.
A couple games ago, he looked like an old man.
They ran down his injury. Yeah, this time of the year in the playoffs, you've played, you've played an entire season, months and months, 75, 80 games maybe. By this point in the playoffs, you're playing three games a week. You're traveling.
And then not just any games.
And you're high and right. 100%. Yeah, every team is beat up on some level.
So.
That's the NBA playoffs for you.
We'll have results next time.
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
Okay, what else you got?
We have, I'm going to just talk Brewers. Just briefly, because the Brewers are still sitting around first place. They've played, just like I talked about, probably will continue to talk about for the rest of the baseball season. They played 500 ball last week. They're sitting at about six games over 500. The division isn't very good, which is helpful, really helpful when you are a B grade team like the Brewers are, maybe B plus at best. It's nice that the rest of the division is nice and C minus for you, right? A couple things I wanted to mention. Robert Gasser made two appearances since we last talked. Robert Gasser was the pitching prospect in the Josh Hader trade when they got a couple of players from the Padres, and Robert Gasser was the pitcher. He was hurt last year. He's been hurt a little bit. He's 25. He's 2-0 in two starts. He is the, get this, first pitcher in Brewers franchise history to win his first two starts.
Oh.
Right. That in baseball there's so many variables to winning a game, but you would have thought some heralded prospect would have come up at some point in the last 50 years of the Brewers.
Sure.
Robert Gasser is that guy. He pitched 5 and 6 innings each time.
Well.
Gave up a first start. It was a shutout. Pretty sure he went 6 shutout innings. Next game, he had allowed one run.
Nice.
He looks like a really good pitcher, which would be a stunner if the Brewers all of a sudden, had a
pitcher
that discovered a, almost a found thing, because in that trade for when they got rid of Josh Hader, they were in first place in their division. It was a bad trade at the time, in theory. I remember not liking it at all, but it's turned out fantastic. Arguably one of the best trades. Definitely for the Brewers in history.
Sure.
But in baseball, they gave up 1 year of Josh Hader, all-star closer, one of the best, if not the best closers in baseball. They picked up Robert Gasser. They picked up, through a trade, Willem Contreras, who is their starting catcher and inarguably the best hitting catcher, maybe the best catcher in all of baseball. They've got him for the next 4 years. They've got Josh Gasser for the next 4 years. And they also picked up a couple of relievers in that trade. So they gave up 1 year of an all-star and have added to, like I said, Willem Contreras is still hitting 350.
Did he hit some home runs last night?
He did hit some home runs. Yeah. He's, that trade has worked out amazing for the Brewers. That, so I just wanted to mention that there, that was, like I said, watching the last two games of that guy, that really tied together, like, oh, that was a great trade.
Good.
They've got the Astros and Marlins this week, who are two bad teams. Now would be a good time to, you know, win 5-6 games in a row. If there ever was a time and a part on the schedule, because they've got winnable games. You've got, like I said, Astros and Marlins. Astros, despite the fact that they're perennially a playoff team, if not World Series champions, are playing terrible this year. So catch them while they're bad. You know, sure. Like if you can beat a good team while they're down, please beat on them. And then the Marlins have never been good. So you can they aren't good. They aren't relevant as a franchise. So those are games you can win 6.
I'd like to start going forward, keeping track of the A's.
Okay.
Just to see.
You want to become a fan of the A's? Get on that empty bandwagon.
I mean, you kind of feel bad for those guys, you know?
I will challenge you next week. Come with two player statistics about a couple of guys on the A's. Because I'm a sports fan. I'm a baseball fan. I do a sports show on. I can't name you two Oakland A's players if I was. The player that the Brewers traded, Estuary Ruiz, was part of that.
Good job.
That's butchered. I butchered that one, that was part of the trade with the Padres for Josh Hader. He went to the A's in the trade that got them a bunch of talent. That got them this trade. So that's the one. Only single player that
what stadium do you play in?
Is it even a baseball stadium? Don't they just play in the park in Oakland?
Like AAA.
They put up a very large fence around. They play at like the Legion Field or something in Oakland. I'm not. They'll be next. Is it next year? 2 years? They're kind of in baseball purgatory. Because,
really are.
Next year or because they're waiting. The year after
Vegas. They're still waiting on Vegas to approve, and because they want to be downtown, which is logistically I don't think is possible.
And actually, Oakland isn't terrible this year. They aren't the worst team in baseball.
Yeah.
They are, you know, in the bottom, but they're not as bad as people would have thought. The White Sox are just awful. But
the Angels are the only team that's worse than them in the West right now.
Yeah, I mean, get on board with the Oakland A's bandwagon. There's
White Sox are horrible.
The fans in the parking lot. There's more of a bandwagon in the fans in the parking lot than there are in the stadium. Yeah, get in on that.
Okay.
So that's all of baseball, really, because
my Twins lost 3 straight to New York.
Are we not looking for that World Series? They're still in first, right? Like they're they've dipped.
No, they're third in the Central. Guardians and Royals are ahead.
Yeesh.
Twins are 24-19 though, which is way better than what they started.
Okay, so if they were in the same division as the Brewers,
we'd be winning.
They'd be tied or winning for the division, right?
Like right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's baseball.
Yep.
Well, that was great. Nice work.
You got 15 minutes left.
That's fine. I'm gonna clip through the quicker things on here because I do want to talk about the NFL schedule
What's that? NFL?
It's a league of football.
Not for long?
It'll be around. You'll catch it on a few dozen channels next
streaming
year.
Services.
It is on literally, I think if we count those up, between Netflix, Paramount Plus,
Amazon,
Peacock, ESPN, that's 5, and then all the networks. We're at 8. I think 8 different places you can watch it. 8 NFL Network.
Think about those professional
and
guys.
On the NFL Network. 9. Yeah.
About the guys that do this professionally that have to watch the games and the highlights.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click.
That's,
you know?
Well, the Red Zone channel is – that's where you get Red Zone channel, for anyone wanting to spend a whole bunch of money on something silly, that's awesome to watch. That's an awesome Sunday. Yeah. You can watch every game and listen to all of them and flip around.
Well, they just give you the highlights. So, team gets within 20 yards of the goal.
Yeah.
That's
the way to do it. So the schedule came out. We'll talk about that in a second. Eight channels. I cannot believe that
something
there's
like that.
NFL on 8 channels. Read that Leo Messi is a Argentinian football player.
Okay.
He is one of the greatest of all time. He's currently one of the best, if not the best, in the world. He plays for Miami. He had a long career in Europe where he was the best. He is at the tail end of his career as a 36-year-old. He's playing for Miami. Found out he makes $25 million as a salary in MLS. That is a fraction of what he had made in Europe at various times in his career, but $25 million makes him the highest paid player in Major League Soccer by about $15 million.
Jeez.
He is making the second highest paid player in the league, is also on Miami's roster. But he's making $25 million plus, you know, anything he's making in endorsements and other things off the field. But the interesting part of that to me was there are 24 teams in Major League Soccer.
Yep.
Leo Messi is making by himself more than 22 of those franchises have as a payroll. It's interesting to me just how much of a disparity there, that a league would allow that to happen. Also, I've read that Miami's payroll is double, all but one or two teams in the league. They have so I just thought that was interesting. Leo Messi, I haven't watched a lot of it. I don't really follow MLS as a league, as an international league. It's
sure.
It's a mid grade. It's a mid tier league. They'd probably be in a second division in England or Spain if they weren't in America. So I don't really follow. A lot of times, most good players that are young that they start in the MLS, they'll go to Europe within a couple of years, and players come back from Europe at the tail end of their career to cash in. So there's been some notable names. David Beckham played in the MLS. Leo Messi, a lot of guys at the end of their career. So I just thought that was an interesting money wise in sports. Other thing, NCAA football 2025.
Yep.
It's coming. It's a video game. It's a sports video game, but I have been playing sports video games as long as I've been playing. I love that. It's a franchise that came out, started in like 2002.
Okay.
With college players.
Sure.
And yep. You could do a franchise, and you could you know, like portal, and you could get high school play. It was just a super fun game. The NCAA got sued and took that game away because the athletes were not getting paid. The college kids were not getting any money, and it was making billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Forward about 20 years, and finally the name, image, and likeness has kind of been hashed out a little bit. College kids are now getting paid for their services that they are providing.
So they get a cut of that game then.
They now get a cut. They have signed, they were showing the list. It's like 95% of all Division I college football players, freshmen to grad seniors, have signed their name, image, likeness off to EA Sports. So they appear in the game. You can now find the guys that the Badgers are recruiting this year as their freshman quarterback.
So it's coming out after this year?
2025, then? It'll be released. So
okay. So yeah.
The
so
start have, of net the, on the cover. Because
they're going to need all the stuff and.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yep. Yeah, so you've got gotcha. On the cover. You've got Quinn Ewers. You've got a Michigan running back who played really well in the championship this year, and then you've got Travis Hunter, the wide receiver slash cornerback for Colorado.
Yep.
All those guys are going to be top end college talent this year. Juniors and seniors are going to have big splash. So I can't wait. That was always such a fun franchise series to do. You can, like I said, you can find the guys on the Badgers who are freshmen running. You can play, you can have Braylon Allen on your team. You could. It's super super fun. And I was happy to hear that it's coming back. And it's the college that you get. I looked into it. Each athlete gets $600 and a copy of the game. Game is estimated in value at about $70.
That's it?
That's it.
They need a better negotiator.
You know, I guess when you think about how large of a pool it is, it's the 90-man roster on 120 Division I teams.
It's not like EA Sports is broke.
No. And they've done the math. They're clearly going to profit on this. But I think they really wanted to. I mean, also $600 for a college kid for nothing you're doing.
I mean, yes, for the ones that are not, you know, once they're done with playing college football, they're done playing.
Yeah,
you know,
it'd
playing
be
football.
Such a fun thing to be able to show your kids.
Right.
Hey, I was on a football game. But I was not, on a video game.
But like Travis Hunter is already probably making.
Yes, that $600 to the guys on the cover means very little to nothing to them. I was just super, super excited to know that they finally got through that, and they'll be bringing the college basketball series is going to be coming back and things like that. So good job with the NCAA student athletes finally moving the needle a little bit on getting paid. What else? Heavyweight title fight this weekend.
Oh.
You've got the fight of the century, another fight of the century. They happen very infrequently in heavyweight
boxing. This one's for you, Michael
boxing.
Robinson.
Yes, please, Michael. Hope you're listening, buddy. I know you are. Tyson Fury Usyk. I'm not going to try to butcher the man's first name. Last name is Usyk. He is a 21-0. He's going against Tyson Fury, 34-0-1. First time since 1999 that there has been a heavyweight unification bout. that it, it's going to be fantastic to watch. It's the first time, the last time there was a fight of the century, it involved Mike Tyson.
Sure.
That's how long before that it involved Muhammad Ali.
You're going to watch the Mike Tyson Paul Logan one?
That's, I'm not including that
sanction.
In sports.
It's a, no, it's a sanctioning.
I know, but that doesn't matter. Boxing to me has always been the most corrupt sanctioning body. They're like pro wrestling at this point.
Michael Robinson, turn the radio off.
We had this conversation. He very much does it. This is why I can say it with assurance. Yeah, no, I'm not going to watch Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, a 59-year-old Mike Tyson, beat up a YouTuber. I'm not at all interested in that.
It'd be kind of fun just to watch.
Hope he destroys that guy. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not going to watch that at all. Heavyweight boxing has really gone out of vogue, has gone out of popularity very much in the last 15 years. UFC.
Yep.
UFC has mixed martial arts has stolen the show. And, you know, rightfully so. If you watch how they put together those shows, man, it's brutal, and it's loud, and it's fast-paced, and three rounds, and it almost always ends in a pile.
Yep.
It's good theater, and you can – it's so heavyweight boxing has taken a back seat because that's just the nature of the
sure.
game. Middleweight boxing, lightweight boxing has continued to still be
okay
and on TV. You know, like it's on ESPN. You can actually watch regular middle – but not very frequently do you see heavyweights going at it. So, yeah, it's been –
okay.
25 years. I'm not going to get the paper. It's $90, man. I don't love boxing that much, but I will watch the highlights, and I was excited about it. What else is happening? Schedule release. We could talk very quickly. Wow.
We got a few minutes on
it. Sweet. Schedule release came out today.
Okay.
Today or last night or something
Wednesday.
Like that. Wednesday. Yeah, we're on Friday. Whatever.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about the Vikings first.
Okay.
Want to break down how they're going to do this year based on just who they're playing, 6 months before the season starts. Where does it – their season starts pretty easy, right?
The Giants.
Okay. So that's a – we're going to say win.
At New York. So, I think – I don't know.
Sam Darnold getting the start on that one?
I would assume so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to rush out JJ.
Do you think starting Sam Darnold wins or loses you any games this year? Like, are you going to lose to the Giants based on having to start Sam Darnold? Or in week two when they play –
other than Sam Darnold's tenure at different places,
mm-hmm.
I mean, other than we don't have a large sample size for the Jets, and let's be honest.
He hasn't played a lot.
That was a hot mess to begin with.
He hasn't played legitimate football in like 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, he was at the San Francisco 49ers last year. I think he maybe went in there for one game, maybe, not even.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he went one game, I think, because Purdy was hurt, I think.
So that's a win. We're going to just say they beat the Giants. Right?
Yeah,
it'd
be great if we just beat the heck out of them. I would love it if JJ was starting that game just to beat New York for that storyline.
That's nice, too. Yep.
You could have had him, but you didn't.
Right.
So that's the Giants. That's one. 49ers, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
Texans, they ain't going to happen.
All right.
The Packers are next.
So at 1-2, they're going to face the Green Bay at Green Bay?
At Green Bay. So we'll lose. We'll split that series.
So you're going to be 1-3.
Yeah.
And starting. So at this point, you're 1-3. You are starting J.J. McCarthy now.
I think.
Okay, by week.
Well.
Right, if you're 1-3, you have to start that rookie.
We play the Jets I think it's overseas.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers beats the Vikings again?
God, I would hate that.
So do we count that as a loss?
Probably. Lions, probably not.
So that's a loss. I'm going to say you beat the Jets just for funsies because I don't want to see 1-5. So far, at the after week six, you are 2-4.
I think at week six, if it's like,
Mm-hmm. Well, 2-4 is eh.
Eh.
Right? That's the time.
Because then you have – but then it doesn't get – too bad because we got the Rams, Colts, Jags, Titans.
So where do you view the Rams? Is that a win? Because they were a playoff team last year.
Is it at the Rams? It is at Los Angeles. So I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I have no idea with this team because
they should be better than last year.
We should. You know, defense got better
because they almost made the playoffs with spotty quarterback play. And if they have if that amount of quarterback play shows up next year, your defense got better. So you should win a game or two.
Should.
So at this point in the season, we're 2-5.
I mean, they'll win against the Colts, Jags, Titans.
Do you think you beat the, okay, you beat the Titans. I can, so that gets you right back to 500.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have Bears.
That's a win. I don't think the Bears are going to be very good this year.
Cardinals.
I'm going to let you win that one.
Falcons. Don't you dare.
I mean, I want to see
Cousins. No, that Falcons come defense is not.
Yeah, but I want to watch Kirk Cousins come and blow the roof off the doors.
He might. I mean, that's the way he works.
Revenge game, man. He's been mad. He was.
We're winning that game anyway.
Okay, you're taking it.
Bears second time around.
Is that a win or a loss?
That's a blown win. That's home. Vikings at Seattle. That's a tough game, but I think we'll win that one because Seattle's kind of a.
You're at 10 wins.
Packers at Vikings.
11 win? You want that one to
win,
right?
We'll split one.
So that you have to win that one.
And the last game of the year, the season is...
Lions, right?
At the Lions of Detroit.
That's a loss.
Yeah.
Detroit. So you have finished with 6 losses and 11 wins.
Great season.
Right? That's a way better season. Yeah.
So right. I think management's smart enough to go, we're not going to rush them.
So they really are, the way it looks is...
It's going to be Darnold.
It's going to be an up and down, right? Because it showed us starting at 1-4. And working our way back to 500, and then clipping off like 6
and
wins
in a row.
Of course,
it's not going to be even close. It'll probably be the same record, but it'll be completely different wins and losses.
Yeah, 6, yeah. There you go.
So, all right.
What about the Packers? We talked briefly about the Packers. Got like 2.5 minutes.
Do you?
You know, you'll tell me when we're done.
I'd try to. Let me bring them up here. I don't have them. I couldn't find them where they are.
But I like the idea of a Kirk Cousins revenge game.
Yeah, I know.
And I was actually super disappointed when I looked at the Packers' schedule to find out that they don't play the Jets.
Yes.
Because I'm the Packers.
No, that would have been – you just thought that – because it was supposed to happen, wasn't it?
I feel like that was – I mean, aren't they – I don't know. You know, okay. Like I'm not
– So let's nail through this quick. First game, Eagles.
That's a win. The Eagles were disappointing last year.
Colts.
I like the Colts. I do. But that's still a win.
Titans.
It's a win.
Vikings.
Well, I think that they lose when they go to Minnesota. Is this the at?
Yeah. No, then, this one's, yep, we're
okay, you're so home. You're 3-1.
You're 3-1.
Yeah, thank you.
I just lost it. Computer stuff. No time crunch here. That's great.
Well, I'll be excited to the 3-1 versus the Vikings 1-3.
Is kind of a fun
way to get going.
So what I say, Viking Rams next.
That's
at Rams.
That's a win. I don't.
Cardinals are home at you guys.
Yep.
Texans.
I think the Texans are going to be really really good this year. I think they're the team that beats everybody this year. That's a win.
Lions.
That's a loss.
Bears.
That's a win.
49ers.
That's not a win.
Dolphins?
Oh.
Dolphins are going. And November 28th, the Dolphins are coming to the Lambeau Field.
You know what? I'm
going
to count that as a win because the Dolphins are traveling in the weather.
Yep. Lions, again.
I'm going to say it's a win.
Seahawks?
It's a loss.
Saints?
Win.
Vikings at Minnesota?
Win.
Bears at Packers?
Win.
Okay. You got a minute to tell me what's going
on. 3, 6, 9, 12, 13 wins.
I see that.
13-4. So if they're 13-4 and the Vikings are 11-6, where do the Lions cannot finish. The Vikings, they can't, something's wrong off there. Do the Lions get themselves a down year?
They could.
Because they don't surprise anybody finally?
Maybe.
Interesting.
We're going to have to probably continue this.
We'll pick this up next
week.
This has
been the next 3 months.
Right, yes. Is it still NFL season?
Yeah,
this has been a really good and pretty darn quick show. I've enjoyed every minute of this. You got anything else going on in your world of sports?
Not sports.
Oh, well, I guess we're going to talk about the rest of that off the air, huh?
I guess. I mean, are there my Timberwolves on Sunday? And
yeah, no, I'll be finally excited
hockey.
To settle in on the couch after
hockey,
after a
whatever's
weekend.
Whatever's going on in hockey.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, WDRT, for opening up the doors and letting us do this. I hope everybody has a really, really great weekend, and we'll see you later. Bye.